Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation. Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM. And our friend Lee Colvin is in studio. Mr. Colvin, how in the world are you?
You know, I'm having a fantastic day, Brian.
Look like you got a little sun over the weekend.
Yes, I did.
Is that what that is?
I'm a little loud over here. I got so much sun that I was sick to death Saturday.
Really? The sun poisoning stuff, huh?
It was bad.
Baseball. Yeah.
Sun and wind both just beat me down.
Well, you look...
I feel a lot better today.
You look rode hard and put up wet.
Thanks.
I think that's what they call it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're just keeping the roads hot, busy.
That's right.
Lee is a financial advisor with Edward Jones. He comes in a couple of times a month to talk with us about your money, making sense of your money. And Lee's going to talk to us today on organizing our finances. Sounds fun. Organizing. Now, this is right up my alley. I'm the organizer in the family. My wife is definitely not. And my son does not have that trait. My daughter, I haven't decided yet. I think she's just a messy girl. But
she'll get it.
Yeah. I don't know about my son. I think... organizing. You've seen my office. You know, I like labeled things and color coding and stuff like that.
Yes, you do. Very, very organized. No clutter.
So we can do that with our finances, is what you're saying. Was that a frown from Melissa?
That was you've got to be joking. He throws it all in the drawer before anybody gets here.
No. I give her a hard time sometimes. I go in and straighten up her desk for her every now and then.
Oh, okay. I'm sure she loves that.
I'm sure she does, too. Yeah. But we can do that with our finances, too, right?
We can do that with our finances. It's something that a lot of people don't think about, and some people just absolutely resist like any other organizing.
Yeah.
But but it's most definitely something that we can do, that we should do. Matter of fact, a few years ago, Brian, the National Association of Professional Organizers designated the first week of October as Get Organized Week.
I'm the chairman of the that here at the station. Get Organized Week.
You just nominated yourself, huh?
Yes.
For folks that didn't know that, it's out there. And while many folks have misplaced your notification of this event, it does exist. And nonetheless, it's a good time to see just how organized you are and in a lot of important areas of your life, just like finances.
So I really think you made that up.
Good opportunity.
It works well with today's. No, I think that's right.
It's out there.
I'm going to get me a button and everything. I'm fired up for it this week. Lee,
you're part of the gal.
Yeah, there you go. The gal.
Get organized week.
Hey, I can see some promotional things coming on here.
Yeah.
Well, on a serious note, what are some ways that we can be better organized with our finances?
Well, Brian, there are two basic ways to just do this and keep it going. And one is keeping track of where your various accounts are located and by consolidating your assets. And these are really the main two things that we wanted to talk about today. And they truly can be that easy. Just keep track of your assets, where they're located as far as accounts, and then try to consolidate accounts where available.
Now, is it really that big of a deal to keep track of your financial assets?
Well, you know, for most, I'm sure most folks think, what is the big deal? You know, why would that be so important, or how could somebody forget about assets that they've had? But you know, no one lets their accounts just slip away. Is the thought process, but actually, you might be surprised, Brian, that at least $32 billion, $32 billion with a B, and possibly much more of lost property, being savings, investments, retirement accounts, and other property and investments are in the custody of state treasurers and other agencies, according to the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators.
You know, I've heard the IRS will come out with a list of those who they have their money. The IRS still has their money and can't find them. You know, and they come out with that every year. So I guess that I can see how that could happen there. Misplacing funds. I read that and I think, if I knew that the IRS was sending me money and I filed my taxes, that I would be waiting on that check. How do people misplace money or their assets and funds?
Absolutely. Let me go back on what you just stated. I know, at least for Tennessee, I don't know about all other states, but for the state of Tennessee, you can go to their website, mm-hmm. State of Tennessee's website, and they do have a part of that site for finding lost money, finding money that's been escheated, is what it's called in the banking and financial realm.
So that's when I find it under the couch, that's what it's called?
As cheated, that's right, yeah. Except it's in the state's couch.
Oh, okay. Well, my daughter is the is the coin collector from the couch cushions.
There you go.
I'm teaching her to save.
Absolutely. And you can go on their website and try to find if you have any lost accounts here in the state. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, to get back to your question, you know, how do people misplace their funds? It's the simple things. You know, one, they might move from a town and forget to close a small bank account. They might leave a job and not realize that they've left behind money that was in a 401k. Maybe they took some out and thought that they took it all. However, it happens often, and you don't want it to happen to you. Because, again, you don't want to be part of that $32 billion not working for the owner.
Lee Colvin is joining us today, a financial advisor with Edward Jones, or today a financial organizer with Edward Jones. I guess that's part of the game there too, isn't it? Part of what you do.
It's most definitely part of the situation, and making sure that, you know, to get people down the road, we try to keep them on track and make sure we know where everything's at for them.
This list, I would assume, is something that we should update on a regular basis. Otherwise, what good is, you know, a 3 or 4 year old list when things have changed?
Well, you know, fortunately it's not hard to keep tabs on your various accounts. You just need to make a list. Where do you keep your checking and savings accounts? Where are your investments held? Do you have the retirement plan, such as a 401k, with your current employer? How about any retirement plans with former employers? If you have individual retirement accounts or IRAs, do you keep them from multiple providers? And you know, also, by answering those questions, you can develop a comprehensive list of what you own and where it's located. And then, you know, it's always a good idea to keep that updated periodically, at least once a year, to reflect any changes in your ownership. And honestly, it doesn't hurt to do it more often.
Mm-hmm.
But at a minimum, once a year is a good standard. If you can do it more often, the better you are.
Is there a preferred method here? A back of a napkin, receipt somewhere, or?
You know, I've seen how you eat, and that napkin probably wouldn't last through the whole meal.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you know, if you have a nice ledger at the house, or if you have a folder, you know, even just a notebook pad that you can keep for financial records, mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's something that you keep in a you know, in a drawer at the house, in a lockbox, something like that. Maybe in a safe deposit box, just so that if anything happens to you and family finds it, they know what you have and where it's at.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's
to help with this, you know, things like that.
Yeah, so, with the states and things of that nature, and just to know where it is. Lee, as we look at this, you know, updating it regularly, but how important is it to know what you have? To know that you know that you know what you have?
Well, knowing what you have will be helpful to you in evaluating your financial situation today. You know, what do I have? How can I get there? But if you want to help yourself make progress towards your goals tomorrow, you know, again, you can set a goal today, but to continually move toward that goal, you also want to consider additional organizational techniques, such as consolidating your assets. You know, hence the second part of this. Just get things in more one locale place, maybe two places that you know, hey, I can trust this institution, I can trust my advisor, and let's make it work for us.
You know, one of the first questions I remember you asking me when we sat down was, you know, what type of assets? I mean, where are things? What are we kind of dealing with here? And I gave you the duh answer. I don't really know. You know, it's here, there. But I bet that's a question you get from a lot of people. So this organization will help in really analyzing from year to year as well with your financial advisor too.
Certainly. Yeah, you know, I mean, the more detailed you are about where your assets are, where they're at, what they're earning, what the, you know, time frame, what the time horizon is for those assets, the better we can assess if they're right, if they're in the right location to meet your future goals.
Well, you said consolidating, and that kind of got me thinking, well, then, you know, you can work with your financial advisor to look and see, is this the best way to consolidate? Should it be here or there, and ways to do that?
Definitely, you know, because, you know, Brian, if you have some stocks here, maybe a couple of certificates of deposit or CDs there, and maybe some IRAs are still another place, you might consider consolidating these with one financial service provider. And with all your investments in one place, you can possibly reduce the fees and paperwork associated with maintaining your accounts. And, you know, when you eventually start taking withdrawals from your IRA, your 401k, you may find it easier to calculate these required distributions if they're coming from just one provider rather than from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are a lot of options, but getting things, you know, people always use the, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I like to say here, you know, it's put them in one basket, one provider, but keep them diversified. You can still have CDs, bonds, stocks, retirement plans, but keep it diversified so that you're not taking all the risk from one investment.
You know, Lee, when we do that spring cleaning, which is sometimes in the wintertime or could be in the summer, it just doesn't matter at our house when we do spring cleaning, but when we all feel that gumption to get up and do that, you know, we always feel a lot better, you know, that everything is where it should be, the house is clean. So it's kind of the same thing here when you get your financial house in order and you do some organizing, that it, you know, you just feel a lot better about it, kind of like a you know, a burden lifted off your shoulder, the closet's cleaned out, you know where everything's at.
Definitely. You know, when you consolidate those investments with one provider, you're going to find it easier to follow a single unified investment strategy. And a qualified financial advisor, again, qualified financial advisor, I may even say licensed there, can look at your assets and determine if you've got, you know, redundancies, if you have any holdings, if you need to increase your diversification. And I mentioned diversification a moment ago. Remember, Brian, that or keep in mind that although that diversification by itself cannot guarantee a profit or protect against losses, you know, but furthermore, once you do have that financial advisor and they know your situation, he or she can recommend strategies that are appropriate for your objectives, your risk tolerance, and your time horizon. And, you know, getting organized and get organized week lasts only 7 days. But by using this time to begin organizing those finances, you could see benefits for years to come.
Lee Colvin.
I see it just right around here being organized. It helps.
Do you? Where? Oh, did you see me organizing the headphones when
I did.
You walked
I did.
In?
You know, making sure that I was, you know, listening and speaking through the right headphone and speaker system, it makes a big difference.
Well, we try to do our best organizing here, but, you know, organizing your financial, you know, books and things of that nature, getting all your financial information together, sometimes may seem overwhelming, and you talk about consolidating and all those kind of things. So if we needed a financial advisor to help, would you happen to know someone?
You know, Brian, I have a good contact here in town that can help folks. His name is Lee Colvin. For those who I have not met, hello, I'm Lee Colvin.
Oh, that's you.
It's me.
Oh, okay.
Surprise. but no, you know, you can reach myself and my office administrator, Connie Wilson. You can give us a call at 907-7056. We're in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard. And we would love to, you know, Connie would love to help set an appointment for you, and I would love to sit down, meet with you, and help you meet your financial goals.
Well, if you can't get it done during Get Organized Week, then soon. Make Get Organized Week your week. At least you get it on your to-do list.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Let's plan it out. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'll give you a call when I have a need. I usually suggest, let's go ahead and sit down and see where you are now, and let's plan so that when that need arises, you'll have more knowledge about where you're at, and you can better assess what you need to have done when the need arises.
Lee, will you hang around and share some market news with us in just a few moments?
We've got a market report coming.
All right.
Can't wait.
Lee Colvin will be here in the 5 o'clock hour with Robert Rickman on Homeward Bound Local News. And first off, every afternoon is the market report. So, Lee, we'll take care of that in just a few. But also want to give you the chance to talk about something special coming up here over the next couple of weeks.
Certainly. Thank you, Brian. We've mentioned it over the last few weeks, but we do have the Women's Financial Workshop going on. It's going to be happening at Curves, which is on South Church Street in the Food Lion Shopping Center. The owner there, Michelle Swan Frank, has been very helpful in getting us organized and having a financial workshop for women, only for women. It's going to be 4 Mondays beginning tonight from 7 to 8, tonight being the 3rd of October. Next Monday being the 10th, and then the 17th, and then the 24th. We still have some open slots, so if you want to be a part of that, feel free to give me a call. You can reach me at 525-1694. Or if you cannot make it tonight and want to come to a later event, you can call my office again at 907-7056. We would love to make it available to any lady out there that wants to know more about their investments, their finances, and start taking control and getting more organized.
I like how you worked that back into our conversation.
Didn't you like that? Yeah, I like that.
Maybe if this financial advisor thing doesn't work out, radio would be good for you.
Hey, I love doing it part-time, but I'm going to leave it to the pros.
Well,
you do a great job. Thank you, Brian.
Leroy, thank you. Appreciate it. Lee Colvin joining us here on WGNS. Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones, joining us on WGNS Rutherford Issues.